الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، أما بعد، حياكم الله. Dear brothers and sisters, to the translation of the khutbah of today. As you hear that the khutbah began by khutbah al-haja, and right after that I said all believers, fathers and children, Imam Ahmad, Ibn Majah, Abu Ya'la al-Mawsili, and Imam al-Tabarani and other than them have reported a hadith on the authority of Ya'la ibn Umayyah, Al-Aswad ibn Khalaf, and Khawla bint Hakim, and other than them, radiyallahu anhu. In a chain of narration, which is mentioned to be good by some of the ulama, and some said strong, and some others said authentic. In that hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, that the child, he said, al-waladu majbana mabkhalatun, al-waladu mabkhalatun majbanatun majhalatun mahzana. And the meaning of his saying, صلى الله عليه وسلم, مَبْخَلَة, is that the child makes the father stingy. And makes him not to spend for the sake of Allah, as he, the father, fears that he leaves his children poor. And the saying of the Prophet ﷺ, majbana, is from the word jubn or cowardness. So the child makes the father coward, as when the caller for jihad, the proper jihad, calls for it, then the father hesitates to go for jihad, fearing to leave his children without a father. And being a matter of loss or a target for those who want to get advantage from them. And it's saying majhala is from the word jahl, ignorance. This means that the child will hold his father around him, does not allow him to go abroad for seeking knowledge or even teaching knowledge, because he is afraid that when he goes away, the child might be sick, might need something, might be harmed by others. So the child becomes a cause of his father's ignorance. And he's saying, mahzana, meaning that the child is the cause of sadness and unhappiness of this child, of this father. Father or mother, parents. Especially when he gets sick. Or when he needs something that they neither can provide it to him, or that they either can't provide it for him, or maybe they can, but they find it harmful for him to have. Or it is something not good to give to him. So they stop giving it to him. Cries and make his parents sorry for that. So these four things that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned. Caused by the children. Parents be stingy. Parents be coward. Parents be ignorant. And parents be sad. And if you look to the daily life, you can see it clear. You can see it clear. But Allah Ta'ala warned us, our parents, from falling into this type of hole, which is the children. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah At-Taghabun, Ayah 14, إِنَّ مِنْ أَوْلَادِكُمْ عَدُوًّا لَكُمْ فَاحْذَرُوهُمْ. Verily, some of your children, some of your wives and children, your rich he Allah Ta'ala said, O you who believe, all you who believe, truly among your wives, your children are some that are enemies to yourselves. So beware of them. So beware of them. And in the following ayah of it, ayah 15, he Allah Ta'ala said, Inna min amwalikum wa awladikum, innama awladukum. إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة والله عنده أجر عظيم. Your riches and your children may be but a trial, but in the presence of Allah is the highest reward. So Allah Ta'ala is warning us, our parents, from being deceived or attracted or drugged into this type of trial, the fitna. So seek forgiveness, O parents, for yourselves, as I seek forgiveness for myself and yours, as Allah Ta'ala is all merciful and all forgiving. This was the first part of the khutbah. The second part, as I addressed it, by praising Allah Ta'ala and sending peace and blessings upon Rasulullah. And then I said, O children, you have heard, you have listened to that reality which you used to, which you did not used to know up until it was he, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the one who told you and informed you. So will you be full aware of it and be obedient to us to the parents and be grateful to the parents for you to be so, especially when you hear, when you listen, when you read the like of the saying of Allah as in Surah Al-Isra, Ayah number 23, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Your Lord had decreed that you worship none but Him alone, and that you be kind to your parents, and that you be kind to your parents. And as he, Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Luqman, in Ayah 14, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتُهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ. And we have enjoined on man to be good to his parents, and travail upon travail did his mother bear him. What Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ahqaf, Ayah 15, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتُهُ أُمُّهُ كَرْهًا عَلَى كَرْهٍ. We have enjoined on mankind, on man, kindness to his parents. In pain did his mother bear, in pain did his mother bear him, and in pain did she gave him birth. Have commanded you, O children, to be obedient to your parents. And he, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, informed you that the parents are the middle gate of the Jannah. So if you would hold that way to the Jannah, but you have to know that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "Al-birru la yabla." Piety never worn out. Piety never worn out. Never be destroyed. If you are pious, you will have goodness in this worldly life and in the hereafter. And if you are, then blame no one but yourself. Al-birru la yabla, wal-dhanbu la yunsa, and the sin is not going to be forgotten. And the sin is not forgotten. So whatever sin you commit, you will see on the Day of Judgment. Dayyanu la yamut, and the judge, Allah Ta'ala, never dies. Never dies. And then he said, اعمل ما شئت. Do whatsoever you want to do. فكما تدين تدان. As what you do today, you're going to see in the near future. So if you disobey your parents, if you be ungrateful to your parents, very soon you're going to have children. And these children are going to treat you the like or even worse. So if you want to have a good future, good life, obedient children, then be obedient and grateful to your parents. Otherwise, you are going to be in a real terrible life, in this worldly life, and in the hereafter. أعوذ بالله. وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما. الله تعالى said, your Lord had decreed that you worship none but him, and that you be kind to your parents, whether one or both of them attain old age in your life. Say not to them a word of contempt, which the Quran addressed as the word of, as Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said, if there is any word that can be used for objection which is lesser than of, the Quran will have used it to warn against it. Nor repel them, but address them in terms of honor. يوم جناح الذل من الرحمة واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. And out of kindness lower to them the wing of humility and say, O my Lord, bestow on them your mercy even as they crushed me in childhood. ربكم أعلم بما في نفوسكم إن تكونوا صالحين فإنه كان للأوابين غفورا. Your Lord knows best what is in your hearts. If you do deeds, verily He is most forgiving to those who turn to Him again and again in true patience. This was the two messages that I wanted to convey today. The first one and the first khutbah was to the parents, warning them from those four characters, bad characters, which are found with the parents because of their children: stinginess, cowardness, ignorance, and sadness. And in the second khutbah, I address the speech and the advice to the children to be as good, as pious, as obedient, as grateful as they can to their parents. Otherwise, it is as the Prophet ﷺ said, nothing will be lost. Everything is written. And as you are today, as your children going to be tomorrow. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. In salam.
Four words that you mentioned and the Prophet had to explain to the companions. Yeah. Did they not know were these words that weren't common in the language then? Or why did he have to explain to them the meaning of the
La, he did not explain. Explanation, I explained.
Okay.
And the ulama mentioned the hadith, explained it like Suyuti and others.
Nah. So these words were known?
They were known, but even though people need to know why he said so. Mabkhala, majbana, mahzana, and majhala. Why? Why the children can be so? It is because, as you said, they make you be on those bad characters in order to يعني provide them whatever they like and they need. But unfortunately, the children do not even estimate it. Do not even have any value to that. And I'll talk. No questions. Okay. I can't hear you. Okay, he was cracking his fingers. In the masjid. When you are waiting for the prayer, yes. But after the prayer, no. That is when you are waiting for the prayer. Against that. You don't, not only cracking, and even you don't join your fingers like that. But after Salah, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one day in the hadith where he forgot the two rak'at, he prayed Dhuhr two rak'at. He Sallallahu when he finished the two rak'at and made salam, he turned to the Sahaba and he joined between his fingers. So the ulama say, what is forbidden is when you are waiting for the prayer, especially in Jum'ah. Generally, but yani because Jum'ah people come early, so they, you know, keep. But that when it is intentionally. If it is unintentionally, inshallah, no sin on that. Right. Seems no questions. Bismillah. Let's then do the drus. Of course.
Hey, you know the television, they have Quran on the TV show. First of all, like, can someone have Quran playing on TV or something in the background and they just listen to it and kid is shouting or something like that? Or I heard like talking to
the ulama have different opinions in regard to that, alaykum as-salam. Some ulama say that it is permissible because the ayah where Allah Ta'ala said, فَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. Whenever the Quran is recited, then listen to it so that you might be guided. Some ulama said that this is in salah as the sequence of the ayat. But some other ulama said that this is general. In any time, if people are not listening to the Quran, which has been recited, then you should not keep it playing. You should stop it. Or even when you recite, you should stop. Honestly, the proper opinion that I find is the first one, which says that the ayah is not related. Yani, if they are listening, alhamdulillah, if not, not to stop the Quran. But
I heard Ma'adha Salat, Shurf Ma'adha Salat, Kula Salat, you're supposed to say, the second rakah, you're supposed to say Shurf Ma'adha Salat. After the Imam said the second rakah, you can say it's quiet in the third rakah.
Second surah, you mean? No, the best way is as the Prophet ﷺ said one day when one of the Sahaba was reciting with him, behind him. After the Prophet ﷺ finished the prayer, he asked, who is he, the one who was reciting with me? The man said, I am, Ya Rasul, I did. He said, well, then don't do except with Fatiha. So some of the ulama said that Fatiha to be recited when the Imam is reciting the Fatiha. Because here you know, but when he is reciting other surah and you're reciting Fatiha, you might be confused. You are not listening. No. So the best thing is to recite when he recites it. And this will give you another advantage. As in the hadith, whoever says Ameen along with the Imam, all of his sins will be forgiven. Now, when you recite with him, you can easily say Ameen with him. Now. Sujood al-Tilawah. No. Sujood al-Tilawah is only when it is live, and someone next to you. It is either you are reciting or someone next to you. And it is when he does the sujood. Because the Prophet ﷺ was in the masjid one day, and there were two men. Everyone was reciting separately. But the Prophet ﷺ can hear them. The first one passed by ayah which has sajda, and he did not make sujood. So the ayah which has sajda, and he went for sujood, so the Prophet ﷺ went for sujood too. Then the first one asked the Prophet ﷺ, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I recited ayah which has sajda, and he did not make sujood. When he recited ayah which has sajda, he did sujood. He said, because he did sujood, and you did not do sujood. Maybe he was doing tasbih, maybe listening, maybe he was teaching some of the sahaba. Allah knows best. Yeah, the first one, it is sunnah. It's sunnah. But the thing is, when you as a listener make sujood, it is if it is next to you and you can hear him, and he, that one who recited, before and he did the sujood. No. TV. Another question?